This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rolling into hour number two of our Wednesday get-together. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together today in the Odyssey Palace Studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. is off. Padres fell in Peoria today. Cincinnati Reds beat them 6-2. Tough day for Randy Vasquez. Gave up 8 hits over 3 2/3 innings. Gave up 3 home runs. One to Tyler Stevenson, one to Stuart Fairchild, one to Christian Encarnacion Strand. Reds go on to beat the Padres 6-2. Jay Cronenworth, 2-for-3 with an RBI. Fernando with a sacrifice fly. Jackson Merrill went 1-for-3 today. If you're wondering.
Well, here's a report about Jackson Merrill from our guy Sammy Levitt. Said Jackson Merrill just threw out a runner at home plate on a base hit to center field. Strong one-hop throw to Luis Campusano. He also said that he had some really good contact today. And so my man crush on Jackson Merrill grows.
Your man crush.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, you and everybody else. Jackson Merrill is pretty popular.
He's very popular.
Heading into this season, and I mean, it's looking more and more like he's going to be starting in the outfield on opening day in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe beyond that.
I
don't know what the lineup's going to be. I mean, you got the Dodgers. You're going to have either Yamamoto or Glasnow pitching.
Yeah.
Right? Two right-handers. So, going to need left-handed bats in there. You know you're going to have Crony.
They hit him second today. And he had some good
hits. Crony's hit 286 contact in the spring. All right? He's
That's
been
up.
All right.
That's up.
He's got 3 RBIs. He's got a home run. But you're going to have Crony. You're going to have Bogarts and Kim. We don't know about third base. Will Manny be starting in Korea at third base?
He was I have a feeling he will.
He was DH again today. The more and more he DHs, the more and more I think either Matthew Batten or Eggy Rosario or Tyler Wade, whoever they want to choose. Tyler Wade played third base today, which kind of gets me thinking maybe, as Tony said yesterday, he could be in the lead to sneak in and get the start at third while Machado DHs. Outfield, Profar, Jackson Merrill, and Tatis.
Azokar.
Azokar, I don't think so. Right-handed bat.
You don't They'd think rather, he's going to be?
He'll get his games, but I think.
Yeah.
I think for opening day,
that
I think you'll
sense.
Have Merrill in center, and I think you'll have Profar in left. That's what it was today. The lineup today was Bogarts, Cronenworth, Tatis, Machado DHing, Profar, Campusano, Merrill, Wade, Eggy Rosario batted ninth as Ha-Sung Kim had the day off. But if you take Rosario out and put Kim in, right?
Yep.
That would be the 9 that I just named. So maybe that will be the opening day lineup.
Call me a sucker,
2 weeks
Chris.
From now.
Call me a sucker. But
you are.
I'm starting to feel a little bit
You're
better
loving
about
this
things.
Team. You're
I'm
loving
starting,
this team.
And the reason is because they're actually showing me fight in spring training. These guys that are competing for a job aren't just like defaulting into the job. They're going for the job. So we've seen a lot of good play out of these young guys.
And
that makes me excited.
The competition is fierce.
Fierce.
But guess what? Tomorrow, all of the competition will take a day off. Padres are not only off tomorrow.
Wow.
But the PR department just sent out a tweet that the entire complex in Peoria tomorrow will be closed to the media.
Ooh, what's that mean?
Somebody call Sammy Levitt and find out what he's going to do with his free day in Peoria tomorrow.
Ooh, that makes me speculate a
ton. You better get Sammy on the show tomorrow, because he's going to be left to his own devices otherwise.
Which is a scary thing.
That is a scary thing to let Sammy loose on a day off. 6-2 Reds today.
What do you think? He stayed out past 10 p.m.? Is that what
every
happened?
Night? I don't think he goes out until 10 p.m.
Maybe.
Come on,
he
it's
is
Sam
a,
Levitt, man.
His job does go late night a lot.
He is the guy. He is the great one.
The great one.
He is the great one. Aztecs fell at UNLV 62-58 last night. Did not stop the Aztecs from working out a contract extension announced just a short while ago. Head coach Brian Dutcher, new 5-year deal starts this season. We'll pay him $2.3 million, up nearly $1 million from his previous deal. If you think that's a lot of money, it is, but it's not a whole lot when you compare him to some of the other coaches on the West Coast, especially Tommy Lloyd of Arizona, $6 million, UCLA's Mick Cronin, $4 million.
It's chump change to football coaches, too.
True.
Because football coaches make crazy money.
We're happy that Brian Dutcher's not going anywhere until at least 27, 28.
That is nice. Because last year, weren't we talking about, is now Brian Dutcher going to go and take another school and try to build
them
up?
The one thing I will say about Dutcher, he is now the highest paid coach in this conference. Steve Alford is next at $1.55 million. All right, but congrats to Dutch. We love this guy. If you're an Aztec, can't see any other way to feel but pretty happy about this news. Into the Daily Gambit we now go with winners and losers from last night and what to look for ahead this evening.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I have a chat that I want to read real quick. This came from X, and the name says it all. Dark Day for Baseball is the name. And the chat is, if the Aztecs make it to the tournament, they're one and done.
Dark Day for Basketball, you mean? What are you talking about? You said Dark Day for Baseball.
The name of the account is Dark Day of for Baseball. So I
he says
that
if the Aztecs make it, they're one and done.
Yes, he's not the only one in this, or he or she is not the only one
I know.
This,
after they lost last night, they're never going to win another game, and Dutcher should be fired. I get all of that, but they're going to be a 5 or 6 seed. They're going to be favored in the first round. They're going to need the right matchup. I think the 4 seed went out the window with that loss last night. It was definitely disappointing.
Yes, it was. I almost texted you, but then I wasn't sure if you had watched the game yet, so I didn't.
Very good. You are learning, because I didn't watch the game till about midnight last night.
Oh, my gosh. What are you doing up that late?
Well, I hang out, spend time with the wife,
Until midnight?
Not until midnight. I finished watching it about midnight.
Okay. That makes more sense. I thought you started at
once
midnight.
Once Lori goes to bed, then I head down, watch the game on my VCR.
No, you do not. He does not have a VCR, everyone. Although he probably would love to have a VCR. All right, stick around, because we have a chance to win some tickets to the PacWest basketball tournament. So stick around for that. We'll tell you how you can win. Our bets last night, Aztecs at UNLV. UNLV, 2.5-point favorites in the game. And we chose the Aztecs. They didn't cover, obviously. UNLV won by 4, 62-58, so we lose that one.
By the way, we haven't even mentioned this yet. They lost right at the end. The game was tied, but the Aztecs never led this game. They not only never led the game, their first 13 shots of the game.
It seems like that's been sort of a struggle for them.
It has been, and it's got to get fixed.
Yeah.
Because they were 17 points down midway through the first half last night.
Yes, yeah.
27-10.
Brian Dutcher said it was like coming back from being down the entire game is exhausting.
It takes a lot. Takes a lot out of you. And I think it's one of the reasons they've lost a lot of these games late is that they keep getting behind early.
Lamont Butler with a big shot, though. That was nice to see last night.
I made the steal, tied it up with the layup. But the UNLV kid made the play at the other end. So good for them.
Now, on the other side, the women's basketball team home last night. Wyoming 1.5-point favorites. And we all chose the Aztecs. And the Aztecs, Chris has a story behind this, but they won by 3, 58-55. So we win the bet.
Yeah, we were losing this one all the way. Wyoming led by 11 with 7 minutes to go. And the Aztecs outscored them 15-0. Went on a 15-point run to pull that game out. My pal Kim Villalobos scored 17 in the fourth quarter.
Dang.
Big performance for her last night. And the Aztecs did win their regular season finale. Start the Mountain West Conference tournament on Sunday. And the Aztec women are 4 wins away, Scraby.
Okay.
From that potential matchup against Caitlin Clark in Iowa.
Did anybody hear us talking about it yesterday?
I don't know, but I did throw it in the minds of some of the players last night.
You did?
Yes, I want them thinking about it. Win the Mountain West tournament. They get a 15 seed. Iowa will likely be a 2 seed. Who knows? They could match up with Caitlin Clark in the first round.
All you have to do is speak it into existence.
I'm trying.
Like
LeVar
Ball.
I'm trying.
All right. Next bet, Purdue at Illinois. Illinois 2.5-point favorites in the game last night. And Purdue won 77-71. We all picked Purdue here.
No, we didn't.
Okay. I was a little bit confused.
You picked Purdue. Tony and I took Illinois.
Oh, so I win this one.
I don't like Purdue. I root against them every game.
I have to say, I just guessed at what you guys took because I didn't write yours down.
Very
Boise
good.
State, I don't know where they were.
It was at Boise.
At Boise, playing Nevada. Chris and Tony chose Nevada. All of us chose Nevada. And Nevada won 76-66.
As Sean Paul said, that's a big road win for Nevada. They accomplished something the Aztecs have not been able to accomplish.
The Wolfpack.
Winning a big game on the road.
That is true. Celtics, they were 8.5-point favorites last night against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And apparently the Celtics had it in the bag, but they ended up losing this game 105-104. Chris and Tony chose the Cavs. I chose Boston, so I lose that one.
That snapped Boston's 11-game win streak right out the window.
How much were they up by? It was like double digits.
They were way up, yeah. Cleveland rallied without Donovan Mitchell.
That is pretty impressive.
Okay.
Last one, Blackhawks at the Arizona Coyotes. And the Coyotes were 1.5-point or puck favorites. Blackhawks, actually, I was the only one to choose them. They are terrible on the road. But they won 5-2 yesterday, Chris. So I win that bet,
they
too.
They won. They snapped a 22-game road losing streak. They hadn't won a game on the road in 4 months. So
you
go figure.
You definitely celebrate that win,
you bet
right?
against them.
You definitely celebrate as a team.
I like the Blackhawks, and they celebrate it for sure.
I was going to say, quietly, you got to celebrate.
Absolutely.
All right, what do we got?
You went 4-2, you are now 7-4 for the week.
I'm not living in my car.
I went 3-3. I'm also 7-4 for the week.
Okay.
So listen up. We're good. Bets for tonight. Number one ranked Houston. Minus 8.5. They're at Central Florida tonight. Again, this is one of those things where you think for sure Houston's going to win, right? I mean, they're number one in the nation. But every time one of these great teams goes on the road, crazy things happen. Central Florida is only 6-10 in the conference. Can Houston win on the road and win by more than 8.5? Scraby.
That's a lot of points. But I think they're going to do it.
You're going to take them.
Yeah.
You like to bet the favorite.
I do.
I've noticed that.
I do.
UCF beat Kansas at home this year. Can they beat Houston at home? Probably not, but I'm going to take UCF anyway. I'm going to stick with my strategy.
The 6-10 in the conference swayed me.
I know. They're not good, but they're home. Houston's got to win by 9 to cover on the road. All right, UConn is 5-point favorite at Marquette. UConn, number 2 in the nation. Marquette, number 8 in the nation. UConn just beat Marquette a couple of weeks ago, and they beat them badly. It was 81-53.
That's true.
Now the rematch is at Marquette. This is a hard one to bet on because I don't know about Marquette's best player. I think it's Kolick. He's a wing player. He's really good, left-hander. But he missed the last game. I don't know if he's playing tonight. That makes it kind of hard to bet on this game.
This game probably is starting soon, right?
No, not till 5:30. About 5:30. I'm going to take Marquette plus the 5. They're at home, and they got crushed last time. And they're going to want a little revenge.
I don't see any
Yeah, I don't know a designation on Kolek, so we'll just have to bet blindly here.
What do you think? This article is saying that they'll be without him.
Okay.
I don't know, though. That's Sports Illustrated, so we can't really take that.
They're not a legit source.
Not anymore. Who did you take? I'm sorry.
I took Marquette plus the 5.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do that, too, because... Revenge.
All right, we've got Utah State at San Jose State tonight. Utah State is a half game up in the Mountain West. They are trying to win this thing outright, the regular season. But they have to go to San Jose State tonight. San Jose State's 2-15. But we know how good they can be.
Yeah, I was just about to say.
They're giving the Aztecs headaches. Utah State is a 10.5-point favorite. Again, the better team is on the road giving points. Scraby.
I'm going to go with San Jose State here.
You are?
Yes.
I also am going to San Jose State. I'm not enthralled with Utah State, even though they could win the regular season title. Golden State at home tonight is 3.5 over the suddenly hot Milwaukee Bucks. I believe I'm first here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stay with the hot streak of the Bucks.
Okay.
Take the points. Even though they're on the road, Doc Rivers seems to have figured it out.
I think Andrew Wiggins is back tonight.
Took a little mental break.
Yeah, which I need every day.
Yes.
I'm going to go Warriors.
One. Taking the Warriors.
Yes.
Steph Curry. All right, one more. Lakers 2.5 over Sacramento at the Crypto.com Arena. Lakers coming off of a nice win the other night. I just wish I could remember who they played.
Didn't they play?
They lost to Denver, and then they came back and defeated, Oklahoma City.
Ah, there we go.
So now tonight they're home to Sacramento. You're first. 2.5-point favorite. LeBron James is Lakers.
Is he going to be playing?
As far as I know.
I'm going to go Lakers.
Lakers. I'm going to take a strange one on Sacramento. I think they kind of have had success against the Lakers, or at least I perceive that they've had success
against
the Lakers.
Okay.
I don't know if they actually have, but I feel like the Kings always seem to play the Lakers well. Let me see if I'm right. Last meeting, my goodness, I haven't played them in ages. November 15th, Sacramento did win at the Crypto.com Arena.
Well, we know that LeBron doesn't start playing until about March.
I know. Sacramento's 2-0 against the Lakers this year, according to my unofficial calculation.
Okay.
So I will take Sacramento. All right, there's our bets for today. By the way, if you... just for fun, kind of follow our bets. We win and lose just as much as the so-called experts do.
Yeah.
On like ESPN and other places. Because they have a guy now on ESPN that in the afternoon show comes on and gives like 4 or 5 picks every day. And he's a betting expert. He's got all kinds of ammunition and stats and everything. So I jot his picks down sometimes.
Uh-huh.
He doesn't do any better than we do. He really doesn't.
Yeah, I knew you would do that.
He doesn't do any better than we do. I mean, it's hard to pick this stuff.
Maybe we should actually put up our percentages so people can see.
Let's not.
Okay.
We're both 7-4 this week, so that's very good. We'll take that.
Brutus fan says, take Washington, mortal lock.
Washington.
It's in our open, the Daily Gambit. Remember he says,
Washington.
Yeah.
Woohoo. Washington's trying to snap their...
I don't think he's being serious. I think he's just actually...
I don't either. The Washington is home tonight to Orlando, trying to snap a 15-game losing streak.
Yeah, if you can bet on that.
We'll keep an eye on that. But we're not making a pick on that game. We are taking a break and checking some traffic right now on Gwen and Chris.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back to the program. 325 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr., idle today. Padres lost to the Reds 6-2. If you're wondering, it's spring training. Padres are now 7-8. Did you get out and vote last night, Mr. Scraby?
Oh, I mailed my ballot in a long time.
Did you do your American thing?
I'm not going to wait in those lines if I can mail it.
No, we mailed ours in as well.
It's too easy.
Former MLB MVP and guest on the program, Steve Garvey.
Yeah, he texts me all the time about his key. So I'm looking forward to more texts.
Steve,
you're
going
to give him about your Senate run.
Yes, Garvey is advancing to a November election to fill the U.S. Senate seat here in California, which was held by Dianne Feinstein, the 10-time All-Star and former guest on this program, moved into a runoff against Democratic Representative Adam Schiff.
Mm.
Garvey said, "What you are all feeling tonight is what it's like to hit a walk-off home run, kind of like San Diego in 1984.
Wow.
The Garve referencing his famous home run that beat the Cubs.
And we will play tomorrow.
Yes, there will be a tomorrow.
Oh, that's it. Sorry.
Yeah.
I messed up the quote.
I guess congratulations to the Garve.
Yes.
All right. We're going to give away some tickets in this segment to the Pac West basketball tournament. Point Loma Nazarene.
Yes, let me read this for you.
Yeah.
In just a second, we're going to give you a chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to the Pac West basketball tournament this weekend at Point Loma Nazarene University. Get your tickets now at the pacwest.com/tickets. Point Loma Nazarene University gave me my first opportunity to call play-by-play.
Yes, they did, and they play some pretty good basketball
over there. They definitely do.
If you're a hoops fan, that's probably get in there for a few bucks and go see, you know, a bunch of, you know, good college-level basketball. It's not
small
Division
gym
One,
too, so you
right, you'll be right
close.
There, right there on top of the action.
And their campus is probably one of the best places in San Diego
for
pictures.
It is one of the more beautiful spots in town. Yes, but you'll be sitting so close to the action, you can affect the calls of the officials.
Yeah.
Especially if they're Mountain West officials.
Just yell at them. Oh, yeah. Wait. By the way, I know we were good. I'm going to ask Chris about this frogging thing because he has no idea what it is. But we will put that off because we're running out of time. But I did get a tweet from someone that from Tom, and this is the tweet. "I've seen Chris LOSD ref a game, and he is borderline non-existent. Called what was there, and you barely noticed the officials. Kind of the goal of the officials, right?" So you got some compliments out there.
Oh, thank you, Tom.
At first, I thought it was a dig at you by saying you were non-existent, but that
non-existent
is a compliment.
What you want.
That's
yes, you don't want people talking about you after the game. Thank you, Tom. That might have been a particularly good game. You never know. You never know, but I appreciate him saying that.
You know, I will go into this frogging thing if you want, because I didn't realize
Well, frogging is something that you know what it is, and I don't know what it is. As far as I can tell, when you say frogging, I think of the video game where you try to leap your frog across
Frogger.
The street and avoid the oncoming traffic.
Yes, I love that game.
Yeah, is
great
that
game.
What this is?
No, not even close, and it's much more terrifying than this.
Okay.
So I was watching a movie the other night on Netflix. It's called I See You, and it has Helen Hunt in it. It's a really actually good movie that I'd never heard of before.
Is it newer or is
it's I think 2019.
Okay.
But
Helen Hunt, former Academy Award winner, I might add.
Yes. And it's about like all these things that are going on and you're like, is this a paranormal movie or what? But it turns out that there's this thing called frogging, Chris. And Ben Higgins even texted me last night to be like, what in the heck? I didn't know that was a thing. Frogging is where people come and live in your house while you're there, but you have no idea that they're there. So in the movie, this is my example. They waited for Helen Hunt to leave. The garage door was going down. They snuck in through the garage door. Then they go live in the attic so that when you leave, they get out, they go and eat your food, they take showers, they make phone calls, they take naps in beds. And so then I went into this, is this really a thing? Because frogging, P-H-R-O-G-G-I-N-G.
Okay.
And this is not only a thing, Chris.
Yeah.
This happens all the time.
Not
and
in
you
my
can
house,
find,
it doesn't.
You can find videos. There was one specific video that I saw that this couple put up a camera because they kept noticing that things were being moved and food was being eaten.
And they saw people
and
in
they
their
saw
house.
Someone get out of their attic and then walk around their house like it's their house. So this is a thing. And it's you live rent-free and you are not known to the actual owners of the structure. And so that's what frogging is.
Frogging is the act of secretly living in another person's home without their knowledge or permission. There you have it.
It's creepy, right?
That's pretty creepy. Did you ever see the movie Parasite?
Yes, I have.
Well,
and that's basically what
that
it is.
Not frogging?
People
living in that secret area of the house?
I don't. Well, do they know that they're there?
No. Nobody knew they were there.
That was the
whole
seen
point
this a long
of the
time. I saw it a long time ago. So, yes, that would be frogging. But Do they go into the house during the movie?
And I don't remember.
Okay, because this person is like, this is their home now. And it's in your attic. And you have no idea.
So that's why I have no attic.
Okay, well, it could be. You got me.
I don't have to worry about this. My house is not large enough. You've been there.
And Anthony,
there's no way anybody could live in our house without us knowing they're there.
That would be tough. It would be. But you never know. You never know.
Yes, I know.
And Anthony on the chat says, wow, spoilers. Don't even start with me. I didn't give away 75% of the movie. This is a pretty good movie, I gotta say.
You liked it.
But this did creep me out more than anything in my life.
A little creepy.
I started watching all these YouTube videos.
Scraby, when you get home today, you're gonna check the location of all of your items to make sure that nothing has been surprisingly moved in your absence.
I don't know that I would notice, to be honest. I know that you would notice, but I definitely would not notice.
All right, let's give away a couple of tickets to that PacWest basketball tournament. I say right now is
let's
a good time to do it. And I'm going to ask a tough question because these are, fun tickets, a fun event. As you said, you can sit right up close, see some college basketball action out at Point Loma Nazarene. Prior to last year, Brian Dutcher was 0-3. As a coach in the NCAA tournament, name the three teams he lost to.
Oh, wow.
Name the three teams Brian Dutcher lost to in the NCAA tournament prior to last year's amazing run to the final. All right. First person with the correct answer, 833-288-0973. You got to name all three. We'll win the tickets. We'll do that. We'll come back with more Gwen and Chris. Sports Court.
Yeah.
Happens to be in our future.
Yes.
Aha. Ready for that next on 97.3 The Fan. All right, welcome back to the program. 3:39 is the time. Zach is a smart guy, or at least has a good memory of Aztec basketball. He called in. The three schools that beat Brian Dutcher's Aztecs in the NCAA tournament prior to last year's amazing run, the three teams were Houston, which beat the on a last-second shot back in Dutcher's first season, 2018. The Aztecs were 11 seed that year, and Houston knocked them off, I think, by just 2 points. Then, as a 6 seed,
that guy I will never forget. I can't remember his name.
I can't either. The guy with the crazy hairdo Houston.
Haircut.
Yeah,
he had the
wildest, kind of ugly haircut.
It was definitely ugly.
I think the Aztecs defense was focused on that haircut.
I will never forget it.
Yeah, he hit the shot. As a 6 seed in 2021, they got routed, unfortunately, by Syracuse.
That was
so
disappointing.
That was the day that Was it the coach's son? Was it Boeheim? Was that his name?
Yeah. Buddy Boeheim.
Buddy Boeheim. Ugh.
Never made a shot again.
Never made another shot, but he went like 19 for 20 from three-point range or something. It was just insane.
It was. That was disappointing.
And then the following year, as an 8 seed, the Aztecs lost a heartbreaker in overtime to Creighton. So that was the answer. Syracuse, Creighton. The Aztecs, of course, got Creighton back last year.
Yeah.
Beat them to go to the Final Four. So,
all right,
there you have it. Good job by Zach. He was on top of that. And he will get to go see all that basketball this weekend at Point Loma Nazarene. Good for you, Zach. If you love Mediterranean food like I do, visit Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. Their menu, filled with delicious and fresh, authentic Mediterranean dishes. Two locations, Coronado and La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. All right. We're going to get into a little sports court here. And that usually means we're here to solve your problems out there.
That's right.
Don't we all have problems?
Some more than others.
Life is just a series of problems.
It really is.
It really, truly is. You solve one.
And another one pops up.
Another one always pops up.
You never get a break.
It never fails.
Yeah.
There's always another one to pop up. Like last night, got home feeling comfortable, relaxed.
And there was a frogger in your house?
There was no frogger in our house.
That would be terrifying.
But unfortunately, Kylie, our dog.
Oh, no.
Started limping around on her back right leg.
Uh-oh.
Just out of nowhere. Don't know if she strained a muscle jumping off the bed or... You know, I can't ask her.
No.
But she was kind of limping around, and so that's a concern now. And
have you taken her in?
Not yet, because she's. I'm trying to see if she can gut her way through it.
You want to see if she's a gutsy performer?
I want to see if she can tough it out. She was walking. It seemed to me, and again, I'm not a veterinarian, but it felt like she was walking a little better today.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that It's improving.
There's a dog named Sullivan at the dog park that looks a lot like Kylie.
Yeah.
And Sullivan is an older gentleman, and he limps a lot, and it's because of strained muscles. So that could be it.
Kylie might have just strained a muscle, sprinting up the stairs or something.
Yeah.
Or jumping off the bed. You know, she's got these little legs.
She does have little
legs. But I feel bad for her. She's kind of hopping along. We're calling her Hop-Along Cassidy last night. But, that was just last night's problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Today is something
today
else.
It'll be something else.
Yeah.
So.
Anything gone wrong? Oh, well, I guess, threat of impending rain might cancel your softball game.
Ah, God, I'm supposed to play softball tonight. Adam Klug came in and said his daughter's... What, a Little League game, did he say?
Softball,
whatever she's got scheduled tonight, has already been canceled because of the threat of rain.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't even need to rain anymore in San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
Just the threat of rain will cancel your softball
game. That's sad.
Oh, we are so soft here. So soft.
Are you ready
and
for
I'm
the
not,
court?
I'm not going to be part of that softness either, because I will go out in the rain. I will. I have no qualms about going out in the rain.
Kylie might actually have
wear a jacket, get an umbrella, go out in the rain. It's not that big a deal.
Kylie might actually have gout. She is older.
All right, she's not in the gout.
She could
don't
have,
be creating stuff that's not there.
She could have uric acid buildup.
Lori could be listening right now and start. And if she is, she will look up dog gout. To see if that applies to Kylie.
When I was a drinker,
don't bring up this stuff.
And
yes, well, Kylie's not a drinker.
Canine gout, it is a thing.
Oh, goodness.
Can dogs have gout?
All right, never mind.
Aw, and the picture of the puppy is a sad guy with his tongue out.
Stop it.
Okay,
stop it. You're
going to
send my wife into a panic.
Do you have a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. This is where we give our opinions on what's written to us by you out there. So if you have any problems that you want to see resolved through Gwen and Chris Sports Court, just hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Matt Scraby. Real quick, though, Kylie is safe from being predisposed to gout. Dalmatians have high uric levels, acid levels. Bulldogs also prone to gout. Basset hounds, Doberman pinschers, and Labrador retrievers.
Not Maltese.
Not Maltese. So I think she's okay.
By the way, on the sports court,
yes,
we broached the idea of wearing a wig with Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday. And he was all for it.
He was. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. I thought he would kibosh that.
Tony, you know what we're talking about, right? You know that you're putting on a wig.
Going to be putting on one of those wigs. Sports court is going to get more interesting here in the coming weeks.
That's hilarious. But here, let's get started because we're kind of running out of time. This one is about T-ball. My son just started his first year of T-ball, and I've been looking forward to this forever, so I signed up to be an assistant coach. I'll start by saying I know this is T-ball, and it's not the pros. My problem... You know where he's going.
He knows that, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to tell
us. Why do I have a feeling he's gonna give us an example of how he doesn't know that?
You'll see. My problem is the head coach doesn't really know what he's doing. There isn't much correct instruction, and it's not really about how he coaches. It's about the fundamentals. They really aren't learning them. I don't want to start something bad, but I want to at least try and steer these kids in the right direction. Chris, how do I do this?
Yeah, I see what you're doing or what you're saying here. Because you're right, it's not the pros, and it shouldn't matter. But they're little kids, and you want them to, you know, have the right habits.
Yeah.
Like, you're not making it the end of the world. You just want to teach them the right things, and the guy who's the head coach doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, apparently.
I think the best you can do is whenever you're coaching, you know, just teach them the right things. And that's really all you can do. When it's your turn to coach, or, you know, you've got a group of players with you, teach them all the right things.
Then they go back to the other coach and say, Coach B said this.
Yeah, I know. Well, you just have to run the risk of that. I mean, you know, some kids get great instruction when they're young. Some kids, not so much.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of luck of the draw.
Yeah.
But, you know, either that or, you know, send the guy out to pick up some orange slices or something, and while he's gone,
head coach, he can't.
Well, tell him to go get the orange slices and take over the practice.
No, actually, you know what? I've been thinking about what I was going to say the whole day, and basically what I came down to it was you should just wait until next year and be a head coach, because it's probably not worth, because I've heard some really crazy fights between assistant coaches and head coaches in Little League
baseball. I can imagine.
But Chris, you got it.
That's the last thing you want to do, is create a, you know, big disturbance. And then the kids are wondering what in the world's going on.
Don't want
on.
To be that guy. But I think you found
a combination of our answers. Do your coaching, and when you coach, teach them the right things, and next year be the head guy
and
take over.
Yeah,
very
I
good.
Can see this being very.
I think the two of us combined.
Yeah,
there came we go. Up with a good answer.
Order.
Things are getting out of control. Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
Now we go to the next one.
Is that Tom Hanks, by the way?
No, that
I thought
is
I heard
from...
that voice in the end of that. I wasn't sure.
I think that is for... Is there something in the Airplane where he's saying order?
The movie Airplane?
Yeah.
Don't,
I got to figure out where
recall.
That's from. That
don't
one
recall.
I do not know, but it's not either Sylvester Stallone or Christopher Walken.
All right.
So this one. Things right now in my house are tense. We had a family game of Monopoly over the weekend, and things got crazy.
And then the Froggers broke in.
And then the Froggers
toppled the
playing.
Board.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, my wife and I weren't talking. Here's why. We were playing on teams. I am with my 6-year-old daughter, but my wife was with my 11-year-old son. Here's the problem. Outside of my daughter, all of us are competitive. Well, my son and wife are losing, and that's when my son claims I stole money from the bank, and that is why I am winning. I laughed and played it off, but my wife still believes him. And it's not too serious, I know, but I am feeling some cold shoulder from her. I told her he was lying, but she believes her sweet little boy. I'm up first. How do I handle this? You take this to your grave that you did not cheat. And you tell your son, you make up things about me again, you're going to be out on the porch, mister.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. All
because right. he's... Openly, his son is openly lying about his dad stealing money from Monopoly. I feel like there's a slippery slope going on here. And if the mom just looks the other way on this, this kid's going to think lying is the way.
What
so
I would
you
like
need to
know,
take it to the grave, but fight for your right.
What I would like to know is, do you ever mistakenly claim that somebody you're competing against is cheating?
Never.
Never. Only every day during the Fantabulous Game Show.
This is a really good point. I didn't think about.
Every day during the Fantabulous Game Show, you claim Tony is cheating.
But
now
I'm
you're
not
sticking up for the person who is being blamed for cheating.
But this person is.
But you
cheating.
Are a cheat blamer.
I don't know that Tony's not cheating.
You're a cheat blamer. He's not cheating. Get over it. In this case, you got to defend yourself.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that. And move, just move the bank away from where you are. So you're not capable of reaching into the till.
Good point.
Tell them to be the bank for the rest of the game. You know what? You don't like the way I'm being the bank?
Yeah.
You hand out these little stupid $1 pieces of fake money. Because I'm not doing it anymore.
And then you know what you do? You accuse them.
Then
of
you
can
cheating. Accuse them.
That's what I would do.
There you go.
I think
that's my best advice. Give up banking. Just say, you know what? You don't like the way I'm doing the bank? You bank.
Simple. Okay. Man, you were making some really great points tonight.
Thank you.
Today. Afternoon. I don't know.
I take this job seriously, and I'll be even better when I get a wig.
Now, how do you, because I can see I'm not married, and I fail everyone on my relationship, so take that. How do you handle the wife? Because I could see myself being very angry that my wife doesn't believe me.
Do you know that there are times when we're driving, and she'll tell me what lane to be in or how fast to go or what not to do, that it takes everything I have not to pull the car over, get out,
and just
and
run
say,
away?
No, you drive.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm not doing a good enough job, you drive.
You've never done it, though?
I've never done it, thank goodness.
Diego Drip
I don't think
says,
it would turn out well, but I certainly have thought about it.
Diego Drip says, that kid is a menace to society. I agree.
you have a kid openly lying about you stealing?
Like, maybe, that is
well, maybe
cold-blooded.
He's, we don't know for sure. We're not there. Maybe the dad was caught with his hands in a cookie jar.
No, the dad is telling me the truth.
Are you sure of that?
I guess I'm not.
All right.
I guess I'm not. Dan says, you should play Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show every day. Scraby would love it. No, I would not. I would not have any more confidence left in my life.
Just proof from Dan that the people love to see you lose.
My coworker is one of these guys that claims he can do anything, even though we know he can't. Kind of like a Scraby. I'm catching strays everywhere.
Yeah.
We have a company softball team, and prior to signing up, he said he was a great center fielder and he wants to play that position. Dude has a hard time catching the ball.
Anytime somebody says they're great center fielder, look out.
We also golf. Before golfing for the first time, he said he was a 16 handicap.
Uh-huh.
Dude's probably 26 handicap at best.
If that, yeah.
Finally, we went snowboarding, and he didn't claim to be great, but claimed he could do some blues. Dude slid on his butt the whole way down. Now we're trying to get a dodgeball team together, and of course he's Patches O'Houlihan, which if you don't know is the legendary dodgeball player from the movie Dodgeball.
Okay.
I really can't stand it anymore and want to call him out. Chris, should I call him out?
No, just have fun telling stories about him to everybody else. You don't want to ruin this. You don't want to ruin it. You don't want to, you know, you're giving, you know, if you call him out, you're giving up a, you know, a good thing. You're getting free material to share with everybody else. We had a guy, I don't have time, but we had a guy in the fraternity when I was in college. I'm not going to say his name. You never know. He might be out there listening, and I don't want to out him.
For being a
But he
fibber?
Was the greatest at everything, only he was the worst at everything. So, and you know what? To this day, when my fraternity brothers and I get together, I mean, 30 years later, we still make fun of him.
So, just say, oh, you got this, huh?
Right, yeah. You remember so-and-so? So, yeah, don't call him out. Just enjoy the laughs.
Ah, man. Chris, you really did a good bang-up job on this segment because I was going to say, yeah, call him out. Be like, before you play dodgeball, say you're actually going to get hit in the face first. Let's take some bets on who gets hit in the face
first.
Yeah,
let him play dodgeball. I mean, if you're not good at dodgeball, you're going to pay some blood dripping
some
from your nose.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. All right, that was really hard for me to get out. All right, that's it for Sports Court for today. When we get back, you are going to take on Chris and Chris versus the fans for qualification to a trip for Las Vegas. For a trip to Las Vegas, a little dyslexic. We'll do that when we get back. Give us a call, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Of a sports issue, San Diego? Do you need a third party to make a decision? The guys have put on their robes and picked up their gavels.
All rise. Here comes the judge.
Gwen and Chris Sports Court starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. This is where we give our opinions on what's written to us by you out there. So if you have any problems that you want to see resolved through Gwen and Chris Sports Court, just hit me up on Instagram or Twitter at Matt Scraby. Real quick, though, Kylie is safe from being predisposed to gout. Dalmatians have high uric levels, acid levels. Bulldogs also prone to gout. Basset hounds, Doberman pinschers, and Labrador retrievers.
Not Maltese.
So I think she's okay.
By the way, on the sports court,
yes,
we broached the idea of wearing a wig with Tony Gwynn Jr. yesterday. And he was all for it.
He was. I couldn't believe it.
I couldn't either. I thought he would kibosh that.
Tony, you know what we're talking about, right? You know that you're putting on a wig.
Going to be putting on one of those wigs. Sports court is going to get more interesting here in the coming weeks.
That's hilarious. But here, let's get started because we're kind of running out of time. This one is about T-ball. My son just started his first year of T-ball, and I've been looking forward to this forever, so I signed up to be an assistant coach. I'll start by saying I know this is T-ball, and it's not the pros. My problem, you know where he's going.
He knows that, huh?
Yeah, he's trying to tell
himself
that.
Why do I have a feeling he's gonna give us an example of how he doesn't know that?
You'll see. My problem is the head coach doesn't really know what he's doing. There isn't much correct instruction, and it's not really about how he coaches. It's about the fundamentals. They really aren't learning them. I don't want to start something bad, but I want to at least try and steer these kids in the right direction. Chris, how do I do this?
Yeah, I see what you're doing or what you're saying here, because you're right. It's not the pros and it shouldn't matter, but they're little kids and you want them to, you know, have the right habits.
Yeah.
Like, you're not making it the end of the world. You just want to teach them the right things. Yeah. And the guy who's the head coach doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, apparently.
I think the best you can do is whenever you're coaching, you know, just teach them the right things. And that's really all you can do. When it's your turn to coach, or, you know, you've got a group of players with you, teach them all the right things.
Then they go back to the other coach and say, Coach B said this.
Yeah, I know. Well, you just have to run the risk of that. I mean, you know, some kids get great instruction when they're young. Some kids, not so much.
Yeah.
And that's just kind of luck of the draw.
Yeah.
But, you know, either that or, you know, send the guy out to pick up some orange slices or something. And while
he's
gone,
head coach, he can't.
Well, tell him to go get the orange slices and take over the practice.
No, actually, you know what? I've been thinking about what I was going to say the whole day. And basically what I came down to it was you should just wait until next year and be a head coach, because it's probably not worth. Because I've heard some really crazy fights between assistant coaches and head coaches in Little
League
baseball.
I can imagine.
But, Chris, you got it.
That's the last thing you want to do is create a big disturbance. And
yeah.
Then the kids are wondering what in the world's going on.
Don't want to be that guy. But you, I think you said
I think a combination of our answers. Do your coaching, and when you coach, teach them the right things, and next year be the head coach. Take over.
Yeah,
very
I can
good.
See this being very...
I think the two of us combined
came
up with a good answer.
Order!
Things are getting out of control.
Order!
Oh,
all right.
Goodness.
Now we go to the next one.
Is that Tom Hanks, by the way?
No, that
I thought
is
I heard
from...
that voice in the end of that. I wasn't sure.
I think that is... Is there something in Airplane where he's saying order?
The movie Airplane?
Yeah. I gotta figure out where that's from. That one I do not know, but it's not either Sylvester Stallone or Christopher Walken.
All right.
So this one. Things right now in my house are tense. We had a family game of Monopoly over the weekend, and things got crazy.
And then the Froggers broke in.
And then the Froggers
toppled the
board. Yeah.
Yeah.
And before I knew it, my wife and I weren't talking. Here's why. We were playing on teams. I am with my 6-year-old daughter, but my wife was with my 11-year-old son. Here's the problem. Outside of my daughter, all of us are competitive. Well, my son and wife are losing, and that's when my son claims I stole money from the bank, and that is why I am winning. I laughed and played it off, but my wife still believes him. And it's not too serious, I know, but I am feeling some cold shoulder from her. I told her he was lying, but she believes her sweet little boy. I'm up first. How do I handle this? You take this to your grave that you did not cheat. And you tell your son, you make up things about me again, you're going to be out on the porch, mister.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. All
because
right.
his son is openly lying about his dad stealing money from Monopoly. I feel like there's a slippery slope going on here. And if the mom just looks the other way on this, this kid's going to think lying is the way.
What
so
I would
you
like
need to,
know- to
take it to the grave, but fight for your right.
What I would like to know is, do you ever mistakenly claim that somebody you're competing against is cheating?
Never.
Never, only every day during the Fantabulous Game Show.
This is a really good point I didn't think about.
Every day during the Fantabulous Game Show, you claim Tony is cheating.
But
now
I'm
you're
not...
sticking up for the person who is being blamed for cheating.
But this person is
cheating.
But
you are a cheat blamer.
I don't know that Tony's not cheating.
You're a cheat blamer. He's not cheating. Get over it. In this case, you got to defend yourself.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that... And move the bank away from where you are. So you're not capable of reaching into the till.
Good point.
Tell them to be the bank for the rest of the game. You know what? You don't like the way I'm being the bank?
Yeah.
You hand out these little stupid $1 pieces of fake money. Because I'm not doing it anymore.
And then you know what you do? You accuse them.
Then you
of
can
cheating.
Accuse them.
That's what I would do.
There you go.
I think
that's my best advice. Give up banking. Just say, you know what? You don't like the way I'm doing the bank? You bank.
Simple. Okay. Man, you were making some really great points tonight.
Thank you.
Today.
I don't know. I take this job seriously, and I'll be even better when I get a wig.
Now, how do you... Because I can see I'm not married, and I fail everyone in my relationship, so take that. How do you handle the wife? Because I could see myself being very angry that my wife doesn't believe me.
Do you know that there are times when we're driving... And she'll tell me what lane to be in or how fast to go or what not to do. That it takes everything I have not to pull the car over, get out.
And just
and
run
say,
away?
No, you drive.
Oh, okay.
Since I'm not doing a good enough job, you drive.
You've never done it, though?
I've never done it, thank goodness.
Diego Drip
I don't think
says,
it would turn out well, but I certainly have thought about it.
Diego Drip says, that kid is a menace to society. I agree. you have a kid openly... Lying about you stealing? Like,
maybe,
that is
well, maybe
cold-blooded.
He's, we don't know for sure. We're not there. Maybe the dad was caught with his hands in a cookie jar.
No, the dad is telling me the truth.
Are you sure of that?
I guess I'm not.
All right.
I guess I'm not. Dan says, you should play Chris's Fantabulous Sports Game Show every day. Scraby would love it. No, I would not. I would not have any more confidence left in my life.
Just proof from Dan that the people love to see you lose.
My coworker is one of these guys that claims he can do anything, even though we know he can't. Kind of like a Scraby. I'm catching strays everywhere.
Yeah.
We have a company softball team, and prior to signing up, he said he was a great center fielder and he wants to play that position. Dude has a hard time catching the ball.
Anytime somebody says they're great center fielder, look out.
We also golf. Before golfing for the first time, he said he was a 16 handicap.
Uh-huh.
Dude's probably 26 handicap at best.
If that, yeah.
Finally, we went to snowboarding. We went snowboarding, and he didn't claim to be great, but claimed he could do some blues. Dude slid on his butt the whole way down. Now we're trying to get a dodgeball team together, and of course he's Patches O'Houlihan, which, if you don't know, is the legendary dodgeball player from the movie Dodgeball.
Okay.
I really can't stand it anymore and want to call him out. Chris, should I call him out?
No, just have fun telling stories about him to everybody else. You don't want to ruin this. You don't want to ruin it. You don't want to, you know, you're giving, you know, if you call him out, you're giving up a, you know, a good thing. You're getting free material to share with everybody else. We had a guy, I don't have time, but we had a guy in the fraternity when I was in college. I'm not going to say his name. You never know. He might be out there listening, and I don't want to out him.
For being a
But he fibber? Was the greatest at everything, only he was the worst at everything. So, and you know what? To this day, when my fraternity brothers and I get together, I mean, 30 years later, we still make fun of him.
So, just say, oh, you got this, huh?
Right, yeah. You remember so-and-so? So, yeah, don't call him out. Just enjoy the laughs.
Oh, man. Chris, you really did a good bang-up job on this segment because I was going to say, yeah, call him out. Be like, before you play dodgeball, say you're actually going to get hit in the face first. Let's take some bets on who gets hit in the face
yeah,
first.
Yeah, let him play dodgeball. I mean, if you're not good at dodgeball, you're going to pay some blood dripping some from blood. Your nose.
If you could dodge a wrench, you could dodge a ball. Right, that was really hard for me to get out. All right, that's it for Sports Court for today. When we get back, you are going to take on Chris and Chris versus the fans for qualification to a trip for Las Vegas. For a trip to Las Vegas, a little dyslexic. We'll do that when we get back. Give us a call, 833-288-0973.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.